Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here with Dr. Bessie sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Man, we got so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. You know, over the past couple of weeks, everybody's been saying, man, things are going fast. It's moving like a whirlwind. It's just this, that, and the other. And, you know, you'd be like, oh, my God. It's just things are happening. It's just moving fast. And I said to someone yesterday, I said, yeah, it's like a whirlwind. A couple people said to me the same thing. I said, now, that's the word, whirlwind, just moving fast. But I ended with, but we're here. We're still standing. We've accomplished it. We've done what we need to do, got past what came at us, and we're still standing and we're still here and we got another opportunity. And it's just amazing that things can come at you from different directions. But when you look back over last week, starting back from Friday on back to Monday, you know, you say on Sunday, you say, wow, I got it done. I did my very best. And now I'm up this morning. God has given us another day. It's just a beautiful thing. And it's called life. And life is interesting. Just think about it. If you didn't have all those exciting things, what would your body be like? What would your life be like? It would be dull and unexciting, not adventurous. And I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. It gives us our energy and keeps us going. And even though sometimes it's a little much, you think about it, you get up the next day, and you made it through that day. So this morning, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to get up this morning, get on the radio. And I always say, you know, if I've done anything wrong, I ask you to forgive me, and I repent, and I clean it up and go on. Just know that's why we have Jesus Christ, so he could stand between us and God and cover us and keep us righteous before him. So good morning again, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's go in here this morning. Pull in our good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am good. Back in Sandersville from New Orleans. We got back last night. I am good.
Great. I'm glad y'all had a safe trip. Hold on one second.
Yes,
we have Deborah's with Deborah with us this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Praise God.
I like that good morning.
Yeah. That's got a lot of energy in it.
A lot of energy.
Good. I know. It's just good to be, I mean, Just think about it. It's so good that God spared us for today. It's just so good. Because there's, you know, he's like, no, I'm not through with y'all yet. Got something else to do. I got y'all on a journey. Something else for you to do. It's amazing. So, all right. Well, Cynthia, go ahead and give us a short brief. And I know you can talk on and on and on about your week. But how was your week last week?
Okay, I'll say prayer and then I'll give you a little highlight. Thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. We come to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we know that we have a choice to choose you over life circumstances. I heard something this week, Father God. It says that, you know, we always have a choice. We can choose you and your ways, or we can choose the world and the world ways. And so, Father God, we thank you this morning that we, the three of us, are choosing you. And we are praying for our audience, Father God, that something will be said today that they would, too, will want to choose you and follow in your way. Because you know what? There's no better way. We have learned, Father God, as we continue on this journey with you, that there is nothing better than being your child, being your daughter, being in relationship with you and our Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you will continue to do in our lives. And we pray, Father God, that we will get in a place where, in a point in our lives where we only go where you tell us to go, say what you tell us to say, and do what you would have us to do, as our Lord and Savior was the perfect example of humanity. And so, Father God, we just thank you that we have our being today. We thank you, Father God, that we have a life with you and our Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit. And we can have life more abundantly because we chose to walk out being in you and you are in us. And so we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross so that we may have a chance at the tree of life with you and Papa and the Holy Spirit. With that, Father God, we say thank you. Despite life circumstances, despite the whirlwind, we are still here and we are grateful to be here and all that you allow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Lord, Lord, Lord. I'll tell you about that afterward, but go ahead.
Amen. And my week was good. It was an experience. Never been in New Orleans. I wouldn't go again, but I had a good time this time. It was all good. It was good stuff. You know, some experiences you're all hype about it, but it's a lot of hype. But it was a good time, nevertheless. Good job. I'm back in Sandersville. Unfortunately, fortunately, we'll see family members. But Al lost one of his best friends in Georgia this past week, so we're headed to a funeral. And then my sister-in-law lost their 21-year-old nephew this weekend. He had a seizure, and he had a cardiac arrest as a result. So we'll be around family within the next couple of days with funerals, today and tomorrow. But God is still in control. Life is still happening for all of us on this side. So let us continue to just be thankful in all that he allows, because he tells us, be thankful in every situation. He didn't tell us to thank him for every situation, but he tells us to be thankful in every situation. So we are thankful Alan get to see one of his best friends from South Florida that he haven't seen in about a decade, actually. So it's going to be family and friends, good stuff, no complaints. Thank you, Father God, that we still have a chance to get it right. In Jesus' name. And we can only pray for the family members of those who lost their loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray. And that's how my week was.
All right. God is still God. Miss Pat can say
yes,
God
is.
Is. God is.
Yes, God is.
Yeah,
yes.
Bro,
so how was your week?
My week was, I had an absolutely wonderful week. I was off Monday. And so, and 3 days in between was pretty good at work. And then I was off yesterday. I got a COVID-8 mini vacation going on the right Tuesday. So I had the privilege, the golden opportunity to speak yesterday at a Gang of Turnips Hill. There's a group located in Miami where they work with young individuals who, you know, trouble teens. I was able to speak yesterday, and I just tell you, you know, they just gave me all the time in the world to just lay it out, you know. And I was just like, okay, God, because we were supposed to have a topic on labeling, stereotyping, name calling. That was supposed to be the topic, but at the last minute, some had with some of the participants, so they say, hey, just go ahead. We're gonna go with what we got right now, and just speak from the soul. So, anytime I get to speak in front of a youth period, I am just like where I in the clouds. So that was yesterday. Came home and pretty much just relaxed and didn't do nothing. Supposed to be dusting and but I said, hey, I get it before Tuesday get here. But I had a good week relaxing and got much needed rest. So I'm just grateful to be refreshed. And I just want to say the word for the day was count your blessings, the little things, the hand sanitizer, the mask, the deodorant. It was talking about little things. And I just began to just touch stuff before I got on, just saying, thank you for the couch, thank you for the lamp, thank you for the little things, not the bills paid rent, the little things, that was the word, being grateful. So I just want to let you know you're on track, Dr. B, with that word about being grateful and thankful. So that was my word for the morning. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen. How was mine? Mine was good. It was good. Boy, God started talking to me. And last weekend, he was talking to me and telling me how to lay stuff out and talking to me. And that's what I've been doing. And thank God that he sent some help. Dawn, she's so good at, and you all get to meet Dawn this week, but she's so good at just everything we need. She's already done it. God sent people to help. They already train. And I mean, if I say this is what God has said, she spill it out, get it back to me within the day. I mean, I'm just like, whoa, everything, spill it out, get it back to me within the day. So
wow,
God is just, and she's teaching, she's like Dr. Wade, she's teaching several classes. And, but she said that when I spoke to her, when she connected with me, you know how this goes now, because we all went through this. She said, I just knew that God had sent you. She said, because I had been praying and asking God, God, give me something to do that will glorify the kingdom, some work that will be something that you're doing that will make a difference in the lives of families. Give me something to do. Now, I got her off of Upwork. It's amazing. I just needed someone to help me write some stuff, right? And I needed her proofread some stuff. Yeah, write and proofread some stuff for me. And then we got to talking, and I knew, and God was speaking. God said, she's one. And I didn't say nothing to her, and we started working together. But then one day she wrote me, and she said, I don't know why I'm writing you this. I don't know you that well. She said, but yet I know that I know you. And I know we got a business relationship, but I know that I know you. And she sent a request for me to pray and asked me if I would pray with her. She said, just talking to you, I know if you pray, it's going to be okay. And that was the beginning of this journey with her. And we've gone from there on and on and on. She said, every time I call and talk to you, I just feel better when I get off. I don't care what's going on. I just say, God, thank you. God is just so awesome. He got us on such a wonderful journey. So that's been our week, and we've been accomplishing the things that God told us and laid out. He tell me, I tell her, and we lay it out and work it out. And so we got a lot of good stuff for you guys, and I just thank God for it. Now, on the other hand, the devil is playing havoc with my family. He's trying to aggravate, come up with stuff, and it's not life threatening, but how he does, just little stuff to aggravate you. And had my daughter all tensed and she couldn't eat, and there's stuff going on. And I told her, I said, baby, that's nothing but Satan, because see, the Lord's got so much going over on this side with your mama. and all of us in this group that he's going to come over there and pick at you to get me off track. That's what that was. Just, you know, and she can get, you know how it is, you get nervous, and she's got a baby that's in the police department, and so, you know, she can't go to, some nights she can't go to sleep there after she know he's home, and sometimes he just picks at her about stuff like that and just gets her unnerved. And I said, no, that's his way. It's like he picks at us as God's children. When he knows that you're on track doing something for the Lord and things looking like it's coming together, then he's going to try to do something to throw you off track. So we had to anchor down on the prayer and everything else that we know we needed to do. And then finally she got that breakthrough. And she said to me, and even this morning, I said, did you sleep good last night? She said, I slept all night, Mama, last night. I felt so good. I didn't have that headache. And she said, I did wake up at 3 o'clock. And I said, oh, Josh didn't go to work last night. So that's something that, you know, we could pray for her to get that final peace. Because, you know, it's just something when you see police officers out there and so many things happening. And that could be the first thing on your mind, because he does have some situations. But he wrote such a beautiful thing to her and didn't know. It's just something he sent to her. But the things that I will say that he put in there started off with thank you, God, and how he thanked God for keeping him and keeping the family in the blood of the Lamb. And I was crying because I was like, I remember when he was a little boy and he would pray. We used to ask him, say the blessing over the food, and he would bow his head and close his eyes, but he would squinch up his eyes and his face. We don't know why he did that, but he would get in that posture and he would just say the prayer, the blessing. And then when I wanted to do something or something, I would say, Josh, Nene's trying to do this. I got to go to this meeting. And I said, I need you to agree with me now. I need you to pray. And he said, and he would stop praying. And I said, God, I said, because God hear your prayer. And so when she read that this morning, I was in here crying. Because I said, thank you, God. He's a man of God that can go in and write and ask, thank God for another day. He just, that's how he said, God, I thank you for another day and for protecting me and my family and keeping us in the blood of the Lamb. I'm like, Lord Jesus, he got it. That made my day. That pulled everything into me. He's 24 years old. Humble young man. And I just thank God, you know. So that was the icing on ice cream. That was the chocolate, the sprinkles, the love, everything on the cake for the week. Just to know that he writes in his journals, and that was his thing for yesterday morning. So other than that, ladies, it's a good day. It's a good day. And Cynthia, when you were praying and you were talking about, you know, finding Jesus and all that, and I started smiling, and I turned off my mic so I could just talk to God. I said, God, you're so awesome. The topic this morning is mothers and daughters. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Mm.
And that's exactly what you were praying about. I said,
Daddy knows, baby.
I said, God, you are on top. You are on it. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I let the Holy Spirit speak to me, and I know he's going to speak to you all, and we're going to come back with this topic. Mothers and daughters, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? But before we get into that, the Lord reminded me, we need to tell our audience out there, we want you to go to the mother and daughter, to the Matriarch Now. .com community. That's MatriarchNow.com. That's our community. Go in, look around, join. If you feel like you want to be a member, there'll be special things just for members, but it's open now so that anybody can come in and see and look around and visit. But if you decide, you know, I think I want to join, then just join us, and you'll see, and within the next week or so, you're going to be getting newsletters, news clips, not a letter, but a news clip of what's going on. on the community and things that we could be doing on a weekly basis starting in March. Also, go to your app store and download Mother and Daughter TV Network. That's Mother and Daughter TV Network. That's at your app store. Get your app so that you can watch the latest television shows that's coming up in March and keep up with what we're doing. And the neat thing about it is that you can go to your settings and click on your settings and click any of those links, and it'll take you back to the community. So you can go to the community on your phone. You don't have to go to your computer to do it, or your tablet. You can do it on your phone wherever you are. You can watch the television network. You can go click in your settings. You can go into any part of the communities. You can listen to any of our radio programs. You can sign up for the Fiber College. You can sign up to be a part of our spiritual social services. Just look and see what the Lord has done and eat from it. It's good. It's really good. Once you get in there, you're going to get a taste for it, and you're going to find something that's very good just for you. I just wanted to say that before we get into the subject matter. Thank you, Deborah and Cynthia, for allowing me to do that, and then I'm going to get into what God wants to say, and I'll come back and get you guys, okay?
Okay.
And I want to say this before I go to, I want you all to know, Deborah, I want you to know, Cynthia, how much I appreciate you. I want the world to know that, because you all are such committed women. An audience out there, when you can find somebody that commit to God, and you all are on the same journey, this ain't about Dr. Bessie. They committed to God. They come to preach the gospel, and each of us preach the gospel in a different way. He knows how he want to come, and he delivering the message. And I'm telling you, I just want the world to know, God couldn't have put two better women with me and me with them to deliver his message on Saturday morning. On Saturday morning, that's what we do. We share the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And the other thing, Deborah, that came to me when you were talking, you found your audience. God said to tell you, you found your audience. That is your audience. I've been to groups like that where they can't fit into the school system. They always got to segregate them and put them over here and stuff like that. But that's your audience. The rest I'm going to glean from you too. But that is your audience. And God is going to use you mighty with those children, because they're being set aside in special schools and special programs. And, you know, nobody's really listening to what they're saying. And God is saying that you're going to be a light that's going to save a lot of those children. They're going to hear your story, and they're going to believe.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking, you're in your zone, girl. That's the God zone that has purpose in your heart.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it. You were in it. Yes, that's it. All right, then. I'll be back and get you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Whew, praise the Lord. God, I just love you. I really, really do. Well, we're talking this morning about mothers and daughters. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? God placed on my heart, what are you doing? I want you to do these other things, because he knows that television draw people. Most people don't want to read, but they'll watch television. They don't want to read, but they'll listen to radio. They don't want to read, but they'll play a game. And if you could get your message intertwined with those activities, then we can get the message of Jesus Christ involved. That's why God had us to start the television program. That's why he have us to do the magazine. That's why he have us to do the radio. That's why he have us to do internet programming. Why? Because that's where people are. That's what they will come and listen to. Those are the airways. We have all four airways that can reach people around the world. That's all you have. Radio, television, internet, print media. That's it. And we have all four. God has given us all four. Radio, television, print media, internet. And then I'll put one more on there. The word of mouth. Five is grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, no, you got one more. Five. That's grace. That's the way we get the gospel out. That's the way we get to tell people about Jesus. Through these five ways. And what God is saying, are you using all five of them to share the good news? We are all apostles of Jesus Christ. We are his disciples, and disciple mean, you know, we're going to tell, keep the message going. Don't have to be all deep. You don't have to walk around with the Bible. You don't have to catch people and try to jump out at them. Boom! Have you heard about Jesus? You ain't got to do all that. You just have to share the love that you have for Christ. And they'll get it. You can share just one good thing he's done for you. They'll get it. That's all Jesus did. Never read or heard. Anytime when he tells somebody, you better accept God. You have to accept God. I try to scare him to death. He always came in a very peaceful, loving manner in a conversation. Just a conversation. And even when someone came to him and said, would you help me? Would you help me? My daughter's sick. The lady that came, Phoenician woman, she came and she said, my daughter is sick. Good master, as she fell at his feet, I need you to heal my daughter. She wasn't even a part of the children from Israel. She was considered not a part of the people that Jesus was coming to seek. She didn't care. That's what a mother does. A mother does not care when it comes to their children. If I have to eat the crumbs off the floor, when he told her that the healing was for the children of Israel and she was not one, he could not give the bread of the children of Israel to the dogs. Most people would have got offended by that. I'm telling you. You let him say that to some of these women today. They would get up, probably tell him off, the neck get to rolling around, hands on the hip, and bump you. I don't need you. They would have walked away. But a mother, a real mother, will humble herself for her children. If she's got a child hungry and she has to go out there and ask for food, she will let pride go to feed her babies. She'll work a job she don't even like. You want me to clean the commodes? I'll clean the commodes to get money to feed my babies. A mother will do whatever is necessary to take care of her children. And I know sometimes people talk about the women that's on the street. They say they're prostitutes. They're on the pole dancing. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it, but sometimes you're back against the wall. Let's be real with it. Sometimes you're back against the wall. You don't know what to do. And somebody tell you, oh, you pretty. And you got a beautiful shape. Man, you know you can make $2,000 a night. And you got babies and you can't pay the rent. You can't find a daddy. They get ready to put you out. The children don't have no food. And you sitting there going, well, Lord, I don't want to do it. Oh, Lord. You say, I'll do it for one time. I'll go make this $2,000, and then I'm going to quit. And some people can do it and quit. And sometimes you say, you know what? I got to do what I got to do to take care of my babies. God ain't going to keep you out of heaven because of that. God's not going to keep you out of heaven because you lied. God's not going to keep you out of heaven because you're drinking. God's not going to keep you out of heaven because you're doing drugs. He's not going to keep you out of heaven for those things. No, he's telling you don't do it. He don't like it. He don't approve of it. But that's not going to keep you out of heaven. You know why? Because there's one thing that will keep you out of heaven, and that's not accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can dance on the pole for 20 years and don't get to heaven, but it's not because you danced on the pole. It's because you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now you say, well, how is that, Dr. B? I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you now. You know, there are mothers out there that are doing all that they can do to be the best mother that they can be. There are mothers out there, tell their daughter, this is what I want you to do, knowing that they're telling their daughter something wrong. Knowing that they're telling her something wrong. But they're doing it anyway. God is not going to keep you out of heaven because of that. Oh, you will be sinning, yes. There are certain things that we do. You're talking about people. He said, don't be a witness against somebody. You know, you don't want to set somebody up, tell a lie on somebody, cause them to go to jail or prison, cause them to get killed because you told a lie. Oh, yeah, there are consequences for everything that you do. Let me say that. There are consequences for everything that you do. It will come back. And you have to pay a price. Sickness, death, all kinds of things can come upon you because you're working for Satan. That's your father. That's who you're working for. But all of that, even Satan can't keep you out of heaven. The only thing that can keep you out of heaven is not accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And that's why they say, even if you're on your dying bed and you reach up and you say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I receive your son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. And I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for all of my sins. For I know not what I've done. And I ask you to receive me into your kingdom, Father God. In Jesus' name, you will make it into the kingdom. It's not how long you've been a Christian. You have to receive Jesus Christ before you can get there. Now, I said all of that so that I can come back and break it down. God created you for a purpose. God created you for a purpose. And that purpose is to serve him, that he may get pleasure from you, through you. The enemy decides to try to disrupt the pleasures of God. So we can go back to Adam and Eve. When God created Adam, he says, let's create man in our image. Our. So our means more than one. And that's a big question mark now. People say, did God have a wife? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The mother and the father. The beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega. One. So he created Adam. Took a rib out after he saw Adam was real sad and lonely. That's why God don't want you to be lonely. He built in a peace. I don't want man to be alone. He said, okay, let's make him a helpmeet. So in order for the two to be connected, he took a rib out. He put Adam to sleep, deep sleep, took a rib, gave it to Eve so that they would know each other and that they would be one in spirit. That rib transferred spirit of Adam into the spirit of Eve. Because otherwise, if he made them separate, they wouldn't know each other. They wouldn't feel connected to each other. So when she woke up and they looked at each other, it's like they'd known each other for a lifetime because they were one in each other through that rib connection. So now, here comes Eve. And we were doing good. But mothers and daughters, I'm telling you, this is why we are on this journey of matriarch now. To recapture the moment when Satan stole from Eve, the mother of all mothers. He stole from her by tricking her, making her think that she was missing something. The same thing he did when he was in heaven. Flying around in heaven. And he looks at God. And he saw all the praises. All the glory. All the singing. The harmonizing. Everybody just loving God. Everything just. The angels. The everything just all upon God. Now, we recognize that spirit. You know, you could be in your zone, and then he'll come through somebody, and they get envious and jealous, and they want to turn people against you. They want to talk about you to somebody else and make them think. See, that's the way Satan does, that when he want to steal the joy. And she listened. He got into her intro conversation, that ongoing conversation in her head, and he kept talking and talking and talking. And then he somehow or another, I imagine that he said to her, Adam has a better relationship with God than you. Look how they're talking. Look how they're communing together every day. Look how they're talking. Never said that God spoke to Eve in the Bible. It said that God spoke to Adam. So let's just paraphrase here just a little bit. Just imagine, women, you know how we are. We get to the point where we look back and say, I feel like I'm being treated less. But maybe he and Adam were still having these conversations. And the devil said, look at them. They don't even include you. You don't even know what they're talking about. But see, if you eat from this tree and you eat this apple, you will know what God knows And when they're talking, you will know what they're talking about. Now, just imagine that going on and on and on and on, and he wear down. But see, in order for you to know what Adam thinking, Adam got to eat the apple too. So you all still be one because he made y'all as one. If you eat it, you will know things that he don't know. You all need to know the same thing. And then y'all will know all what God know. You see how the trick of the enemy. And when you're out there, mothers, and people trying to tell you things about how to raise your children, how to relate, have a relationship with your daughter or your mother. If it's not the word of God, if it's not of love, and if not good news, then it's Satan stealing the joy out of a mother and daughter relationship. Because he knows that that household is going to be managed, nurtured, organized, planning through the mother or the wife or woman of that house. He knows that. So he wants to get that head cut off. Because, see, now he's got another game going with the male. They'll love you all up and down until you get married. They'll take you to the movies. They'll take you out to eat. They'll open the car door for you. Or you're just laughing and playing and tickling and running and having a good time in the house. Playing like two little children, the way that it's supposed to be. And it's supposed to be like that forevermore. But the minute you say, I do, you have the wedding, and then you have your honeymoon. And if not, you have your honeymoon night. Everything is blissful. You give it a while and give it about 2 months, and then all of a sudden, baby, you want to go to eat? No, I don't want to go nowhere. Well, let's go to the movie. I don't want to go to the movie. And then you see that shifts in a woman's mind. What happened? I fished. I caught the fish. I have it in a fishbowl. I can take it out when I want to. I can put it back in. I can just look at the fish in the fishbowl. And that becomes your life. So then he gets to divide the family. Because he says, oh, you don't have to do that no more. You're married to her now. You don't have to take her out to eat. You don't have to open the door. You don't have to fix her breakfast. You don't have to chase her around the house and tickle her and laugh. And you don't have to do that anymore, you know. And then they keep going. And then the male will start getting less and less involved. And then he'll keep getting people busy. He'll get you busy on the job. He'll get him busy on the job. And then now nobody has time but just to come in, cook dinner, and get the children ready for bed, go to sleep, get up, come in, cook them. And then he's got you rolling on his treadmill. Then forgot about God now. Think about it. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. And he knew it was going to make God mad, but he's mad because what? He told God, Satan, he told his angel, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to take over this kingdom. How you going to take over something that you didn't even create? So he destroyed the relationship between Adam and Eve and their relationship with God. And that's what this whole story is about. And God is telling him, you cannot take what I created. Now you can run around. He got kicked out of heaven. Oh, and some angels got kicked out with him because, you know, you always got to follow. I don't care what your topic, your subject matter is, there are people out there that will follow you, good, bad, or indifferent. And when he got kicked out, he became the ruler of this earth. He gets to roam around. He gets to pick at the children of God. And God kept saying, I've got to get the message to my children. Because Adam can't hear me anymore. He and Eve running around hiding because they realize they're naked. That was the first sign. And God, as if God didn't know that Satan talked to him. If God didn't know, they pulled the fruit off the tree, as if God didn't know that they had the conversation, as if God didn't know that they ate it. So when he came and asked Adam, call on him, he hiding. See, shame will make you hide from God. A lot of you out there, mothers and daughters, won't come to God because you are ashamed of what you've done. You are ashamed that you slept with your girlfriend's husband. You are ashamed that you lied on somebody and caused them harm. You are ashamed that you stole something from someone. You are ashamed that you're pretending to be somebody's friend that you're not, and reasons why. You are ashamed because you're plotting evil against somebody. And you feel that I cannot come to God. I'm doomed. I cannot ever get to heaven what I've done. You are ashamed because you killed somebody. How can I go to heaven? I killed somebody. You are ashamed. My husband beat me, and I took his life. I was tired. But if I could have just stopped for a second, I wouldn't have done it. You are ashamed because Satan is telling you every day of your life, 3 o'clock in the morning, how terrible you are. You are ashamed. But I'm here to tell you today, all you got to do, don't think about it. Don't try to process it. All you got to do is stop and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you just as I am, broken, shamed, and I ask you for mercy. And I ask you to receive me as your child through Jesus Christ. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I repent for all that I've done. And I ask that you clean me up and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me, teach me how to serve you. That will get you into the kingdom. Get you to the door that will open. And Jesus says, at the door I knock, all you got to do is open. Those words will open the door, and he'll greet you and receive you and welcome you as a child of God. And that's what we got to do. We got to bring them in two by two. God is sitting, watching the door. How many are you bringing to the door? That's why when I asked the Holy Spirit this morning, what are we talking about? And he said, no greater subject. You've never done this subject. Have you received Jesus Christ, mothers and daughters, as your Lord and Savior? Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Dr. Fletcher, you said a lot in such a short span of time. And it is also true, you know, as it relates to what has separated us and why we have not accepted God. You know, we seek peace and, you know, at the end of the day, we all just want to have peace and purpose and life. But we cannot have any of those things aside from accepting our Lord and Savior. So what has stopped us? What stops us from accepting God as our Lord and Savior? It's the problems of this world. We think that because we make certain choices, and you said it so pointedly, you know, the choices that we make, is there are consequences to the choices that we make, good or bad, and those are the things that have separated us from God.
And there's only one bridge that can get us back to God, and that is accepted our Lord and Savior. And so I just wanted to give the audience three verses that you guys can ponder for yourself. Our job is not, God tells us to read, to study, to show ourselves approved. You don't have to take my word, Dr. Fletcher's word, or Deborah's word, but seek for yourself so you can know that we are telling you what the Bible says about these things. Yes, you have a choice to do anything, mothers and daughters, you choose to do, and that includes the pole. You're going to be on the pole, be the best pole dancer you can be, but you can't serve God and money too, because guess what? That's your choice. Romans 3:23, Psalms 6:23, Isaiah 59:2 will tell you everything that Dr. Fletcher just told you on this radio show today. He gives you choices to do anything you choose to do, but it is the wages of sin. And you think about that word wage, money, you do what you do to make money. The wages of sin is death. And you got to think about that thing hard, mothers and daughters, because it's your choice, and that will keep you separated from God, because you can't be right and wrong at the same time. You can't do it God's way and do it the world way at the same time. You got to choose to follow him and trust him to meet your needs. When you're doing it out there and you haven't accepted Christ, you know what? He ain't even mad at you, because when we don't know better, we can't do better. But once you choose to do better, you will be in your greatest struggle if you try to do God and do the world at the same time. You can't do it. You can't do it well. You can do it, but you won't do it well, because eventually you're going to fall to one side or the other. And Dr. Fletcher has made it so clear. It's so clear. The instructions that she's giving you, you got to admit that you're a sinner. We all have fallen short according to Scripture. You got to choose to believe in Christ. Once you hear his voice, then you have to choose to accept our Lord and Savior. It's really just that simple. It's your choice. I say, hey, it's between you and God. You may know where you want to go and for eternity. For me, I choose Christ. I've been out there in the world, and I know this is a better way. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ooh, Jesus. Yep. Until they find that it is good, that's our job, just to let them know it is good. Deborah.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff, ladies. Wow. I tell you, I was thinking faster than I could type. I'm pecking away. Praise the Lord. So I'm not going to even go back over the part. You already said that, both of you guys. So I already said, ladies said the part about accepting Christ as your Savior. So, I want to go from when I got saved, when I accepted Christ at the altar in the prison of 600 inmate population. When I accepted Christ, I was at the altar, and one of the questions the pastor asked me, would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And I stood there probably seemed like eternity thinking about what I had to let go. So that question is a familiar question. It was a familiar thought for people that come to that point where should I not? The invitation is there. And I thought about all I had, fame in prison. Come on, somebody. Fame in prison. And I had my way with the women. And I had my way with the guards. And I had my way. I just had my way. Mm. And I was like, okay, so I got to give up all of that. And so in that instance, I was only saying yes. Because I think, okay, if I'm going to give my life to Christ, you're going to help me work it out. So all you got to know is once you give your life to Christ, when you get something, you believe in your heart, and you make that confession, all you got to do is know that Jesus is going to help you work it out. So when you pray every day, he says, in Galatians it says, those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires, meaning your way and your will. So what you're saying is I'm going to cash my cards in, the hand I've been dealt, I'm going to cash it in for a new hand with God. And so every day when you wake up, just simply ask God, you thank him and you praise him for breath and blood circulating and your heart beating. You praise him and you say, Lord, I pray daily, God, for your guidance. just guide me, God, in a way you would have me to go. And then he prayed for his provision, because that's the biggest thing. Some of us have a problem with letting go of the world in the ways that we do our hustle, is because we try to make ends meet, like Dr. B said earlier. We do what we got to do, because that's all we know to do. But when you come to God, you cast them in your hands. You say, okay, God done dealt me a new hand. So, God, I pray daily for your guidance. Teach me how to walk. Teach me how to talk, Lord. Lord, I pray, thank you for your provision. Provide for my life, God. Lord, I trust that you're going to forgive me when I fall, because I ain't going to get it right. It don't just, you know, you never get it 100% down here, because we ourselves born shaking and naked. We come out sinning, crying, making a fuss, and lying and stealing. We ain't got to be trying to do wrong. So we already fighting a battle, but God says, sin less. Learn to sin less. To be conscious of it.
Amen.
Repent. Repent, repent. So you said, God, forgive me. He said, okay, I'm going to forgive you as you forgive others. That's a condition. And Lord, give me my daily bread, what I need, and lead me not into temptation. God, meaning I'm tempted to go over here and bust a move. I'm bust a hustle because money looking funny. I'm tempted, God, but lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. Meaning that evil's there, Lord, take me from it. And it's a constant reminder every day that you got an opportunity to do better. And it's not going to happen overnight, but it's a gradual process. You start dropping off stuff. You ain't lying as much as you used to lie. You ain't on the pole as much as you used to be on the pole. You ain't cussing as much as you used to cuss. You ain't biting as much as you notice that you ain't cussed all week, that you ain't got high all week. You notice that you ain't been on the pole but much this week. So it's a gradual thing. You'll start peeling it off like an onion. It's going to smell. It's going to burn your eyes. You're going to feel it. But it's gonna all work for your good, because when the onion get in the pot and get in the stew or whatever you put the onion in, it's going to give it flavor. So the peeling's got to work for a reason. So everything is not going to just go whoosh out away. No, it's practice. God said, so you do your part, which is the possible, and I do the impossible. He said, we work good together. Impossible, possible. Do what you can. And when you know you did wrong, everybody got to tell you, you come, you ask for forgiveness, then you go to that person that you did wrong, that you talked about, that you slept with, the husband, that you, what, you, God, help me to do right. Just this moment. That's all you got. You ain't got tomorrow. You got this moment. So just ask God, say, Lord, okay, I done gave my life to you. I surrender. Okay, I believe that Jesus died. Well, I'm there. And so it's a process, because I tell you, I stood at that altar, and I was thinking in my head what I had to give up. And so I know I ain't the only one in the world that ever thought that when God was being invited for me to come in. So you just go one day at a time, and you mess up. You just say, Lord, forgive me, help me, learn from it, and move on. Learn from it, and move on. And be at all costs at peace with all men. God says, and you got to love everybody. You might not like them. He said, but you can't say you love me, you ain't never seen me, and you're hating on your neighbor. You can't say you love me when you got somebody on the job that you ain't spoke to in 6 months because they stole your pen. Come on, somebody. They stole your position. So God is saying, it's a process. I know your heart. I judge the heart. I'm not like man. I change not. I'm a merciful God, and I work with you, sister. I'll do the impossible if you do your part, which is the possible.
Amen.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. I had a friend that used to say, this is getting gooder and gooder. Every morning, it seems like it's, you can say it's getting gooder and gooder. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God, you're so awesome. This is good. This is good. This is a showpiece show today. This is a showpiece. We had one a few weeks ago, and I had them to take it and put it so we can put it on video, to put it on the television network. And that's what I'm going to do with this right here. We're going to chop this thing up here and put it on video.
Amen.
All right, God, Lord, man, oh, Jesus, thank you. That was good. That was good. Thank you, ladies. I tell you.
Amen.
God is so awesome. And I believe this is going to touch and reach a lot of people. I think the Holy Spirit is going to touch this show. This is going to be a show that's going to go around the world. I believe that, because it's exactly what he's asking us to do. And as long as we do what we are told to do, he'll do the rest. Like you said, Deborah, he'll put the super to our natural.
Amen.
All right, if
you don't mind, let me leave one more scripture with them. Psalms 95:7-11 tells you, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Amen. That's the way to close it up. I'll be right back, ladies.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, this is a great show. Thank you so very much, and I'll see y'all next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Bye-bye. 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 Bye.